Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
All right, kick off hour number two in style as we walk aboard Mark Schlereth right now, three-time Super Bowl champion, NFL broadcasting veteran, working with Fox right now. Hey, Mark, Taz of the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
What's up, Mark?
It's my pleasure, man. Great to be with you guys.
And tell us a little bit about you're giving everyone out there in our listening audience some tailgating tips, right?
Yeah, well, we got the home gating tips going on right now, and it starts with Gardein plant-based meat alternative. Sure to be a big hit on game day. Check this out. They've got chicken, beef, pork, fish. They cover it all. It's delicious. They're chicken crispy sliders or spicy chicken wings, Nashville hot chicken tenders. I tell you what, they've got all the products, whether it's your vegetarian friends, your vegan friends, whether you have diet restrictions, you just want to go plant-based. It's delicious. Perfect for everyone. Gardein.com for more information. Everybody loves snacks. Snacks are better with dip. That's science, people. You know that. Hidden Valley Ranch, number one ranch. Used in restaurants. You can have that same restaurant-style ranch at home with your Hidden Valley Ranch signature buttermilk recipe. Pizza, chicken wings, veggies, you name it. It's all better with Hidden Valley Ranch. My granddaughters actually call it dip-dip. They say, Popo, give me the dip-dip. For more recipes, you can go to HiddenValley.com. No part is complete without chili, and when it comes to chili, it's all about the beans. Bush beans been around for over 100 years, you know, for their baked beans.
Yeah.
They're chili beans, slow-roasted, slow-simmered, full of flavor, perfect for signing up, spicing up any party. Three-bean chili, white chili, pumpkin chili, even for the holidays here. The best chili, you can make your best chili better with Bush beans, bushbeans.com for more information. And then, no tailgates complete without the GoTo Ball TVs. The LG OLED TV Expert Sub is the number one TV of 2019. The LG OLED C9 4K TV, over a billion rich colors, beautiful, stunning. I wish you could see it right now because it is gorgeous. Google Assistant, you don't have to take your eyes off the action. 55, 65, or 77-inch TVs. And they're gorgeous. Check them out, LG.com, for more information.
I got to tell you, Mark, it's amazing that you memorize all of that.
Yeah, it's great.
It really is, bro.
Well, you're like, what else am I don't sleep, so what else am I going to do? I'm going to memorize useless information for me. That's what I do with the game. You know, I call a game, I got all this stuff, and then it's just information dump. And I move on to the next thing. They're all great products, honestly.
No, I know. I'm busting your chops. I hear you. No, I hear you. It's all good, man.
You know, Mark, a lot to get into from a football perspective. You know, Pat's taking on the Giants tonight. Going to be rainy and windy Foxborough. Not necessarily a breakdown of that game. Are you concerned at all about this Patriot offense?
For what reasons? Just because.
Well, because Brady doesn't look as, you know, I've seen some instances this year where throws he usually makes that he's not making with the same consistency as a year ago or even 2 years ago. I don't know. The defense is fantastic. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. That's what I was asking you, Mark. Is there any reason if you're a Pat fan to be concerned about this offense?
Well, I would just say this. I mean, every year with the New England Patriots, it's something different, right? Every year. And normally, you know, you get through the first month of the season and they've got two losses on their record. And then they end up going 12-4 every year anyhow as they figure it out. There's no coaching staff that does a better job of developing their players during the course of the season. And so, you know, we've been trying to retire Brady for 10 years now, and he's still just the best quarterback in football. So, like, I don't get concerned with that stuff. And they're so good. Like I said, about developing play over the course of the season. And one thing that's been consistent with them is you watch their players at the beginning of the year and then at the end of the year, and their players just get better. And that's a testament to their coaching, to the knowledge that they have or they acquire over the course of the season. They're just the best neck-up football team in all of football. They execute better. Their whole philosophy is, hey, we're going to just execute better than you. You'll make more mistakes than we'll make. And we'll end up beating your butt. And it's consistent. So until I see Brady just not being able to play anymore, you know, and he'll probably be 60 when that happens, I'll never bet against the Patriots.
Yeah, I hear you on that. Hey, so, Mark, how about the Browns, right? So, you know, we were talking a lot early in the week, Moose and I, about Freddie Kitchens. I mean, you know, they're sitting 2-3 right now. They got all these weapons. You know, all the hype that has been around Mayfield, even since when he came out of OU and stuff like that and everything. I mean, do you think Kitchens is in over his head a little bit? I mean, give us a breakdown on your thoughts on Freddie Kitchens.
Yeah, well, I think there's, I mean, I think that anytime you become a first-time head coach, you know, that game the other night between San Francisco and Cleveland, it was like, you know, Kyle Shanahan was teaching, you know, a high-level 400-class quantum physics class, and Freddie Kitchens was teaching Introduction to Greek Mythology. You know? Right? The class we all took as football players because we knew it was an easy A, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like that. That's what it feels like to me. And part of it, you know, is being enamored with talent, being enamored with the wide receiver position, being enamored with that stuff. You know, in this whole offseason when they went out and acquired OBJ and they went out and acquired, you know, more pieces to the puzzle, one of the things that went unnoticed that I had talked about a lot is they got rid of their best interior offensive lineman in Kevin Zeitler, and they shipped him up to the Giants. And I tell you what, you know, I watched and I called the game Cleveland last year where they dismantled the Carolina Panthers, and I was really impressed with Baker Mayfield, his ability to climb in the pocket, you know, and push the ball down the football field. But he doesn't have that time anymore. And so when it comes to having protection issues and protection problems, I think the big thing that you have to understand is protection is as much about the offensive line as it is about the coach. And, you know, we like to look at the five guys up front and go, well, they suck. Well, let me just tell you this. If you drop back 55 times a game or 45 times a game and you don't set your play action up and you don't set your pass protection up by calling plays, running the ball, and giving offensive linemen a chance to be aggressive and change their sets and do all those things, I mean, you go down to the freaking Hall of Justice and get Aquaman and Superman and whoever else is, you know, the Wonder Twins or whoever else is in the Hall of Justice down there that I used to watch cartoons Saturday morning. And they can't block the defensive lineman this league, but not for 45 times or whatever the case may be. So, you know, protection really comes down to me of having a plan as a coach and how we're going to protect our offensive line who has to protect our quarterback. And that doesn't get talked about enough. I look at any time there are multiple sacks in a game, anytime there's four, five, six sacks in a game, seven sacks in a game, that's as much about your coaching staff, maybe more about your coaching staff than it is about your offensive line.
You know, Mark, we spent a lot of time earlier in the week talking about the Skins. You know, you won there. You know, you were a great player for that Washington franchise. What about the state of that Skins franchise and where they sit right now?
Well, it's a mess, and their owner's a mess. And, you know, just look at the league right now. I mean, this is crazy. When Mike Shanahan was coaching there, and, you know, Dan Snyder, in my opinion, has circumvented and emasculated every coach he's ever hired. So I don't know why I don't know why all of a sudden we expect somebody to be successful in Washington as long as that guy continues to own the team. But, you know, look at the staff that Mike Shanahan put together. On that staff, he had Kyle Shanahan. He had Sean McVay. He had Matt LaFleur. And a myriad of different other guys that are offensive coordinators and are fast-tracking to be head coaches right now. And you can't figure out your coaching staff is good. You can't figure out the next young head coach that's going to be dynamic. You can't. Listen, you spend 2 seconds with Sean McVay. Like, the first time I met Sean McVay, he was 30 years old, the head coach of the Rams. I'm doing a Rams game. And I walked out of that meeting going, I've accomplished nothing in my life. That dude is the most dynamic person I've ever met in my entire life. And I will tell you this, and this is no lie, I always tell this to my kids, there's two types of people in the world, people who energize the room when they walk into it and people who energize the room when they walk out of it. And that dude walks into a room and he energizes that freaking room. Like, you're ready to run. You're ready to go play. He's a dynamic young coach. You had him in your organization. You had him on your staff, and you don't even recognize it because you're too busy doing whatever it is you do, which I have no idea what you do.
Yeah, I don't know what he does either. You're damn right. Hey, so Mark, Richard Sherman, all that buzz, all that stuff, what he said, you know, before the game on Monday night, that Baker didn't shake his hand, and you know where I'm going with all this.
Right.
Meanwhile, it ended up being that the guy just lied. I mean, Sherman lied, and it's like... But it's funny, we were on the air here yesterday, and Moose was talking about some good point. Like, it just goes to show that we, as a kind of a football society, already just look at, I hate to typecast everyone, but we look at Baker almost in a negative light all the time, and we just all believed that he didn't shake this guy's hand. I don't know what's worse, that Richard Sherman lied or that we all just think that Baker's like this truly just arrogant, bad kid. You know, I mean, so what's your whole take on the whole Sherman stuff?
Yeah. Well, then Sherman backtracked and said, well, he didn't shake my hand after the coin toss, you know. So, I mean, listen, here's the thing. Yeah, you know, Sherman's full of the baloney, and obviously it looks bad. And, like, one, I would think to myself, do you not think that everything's caught on camera? I mean, like in the world we live in, I don't care where you go, everybody's trying to break news, right? Everybody's a reporter. Everybody's got a cell phone camera. But you're doing Monday Night Football. They got a camera on everything, for crying out loud. So I don't know what you were thinking on that and why you would report that. That's ridiculous. But it does go to show you the amount of just vitriol that players and people in general have for Baker Mayfield because of the attitude. You know, there's not a single – it seems like every commercial on television is a Baker Mayfield commercial, you know, and it doesn't seem like you turned down anything this offseason. And I got to be honest with you. I look at the Cleveland Browns and look at the hype is real and all the garbage that has come out of that franchise and about out of you know, his attitude. And I'm not supposed to do this, but I openly root against him. And I think the NFL players, I know the NFL players feel the same way. Like, we want to shut that kid up. And so that's part of it. You brought it on yourself in many respects. And you know, still, as much as Richard Sherman looks like an idiot for doing it, I still think most of the vitriol goes towards Baker Mayfield.
Hey, Mark, we appreciate the time this morning. We'll continue watching on Fox and continued success and good stuff with all the home gating and the tailgating tips. And we appreciate the time this morning.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
My pleasure, guys. Be well.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.